Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me this morning again to scripture we've looked at previously, Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans chapter 8. Thank you, Lord. We've been talking for some weeks now on Sunday mornings about the Spirit-led life. Has anybody been growing and being led by the Spirit? I trust you have. And we're doing this by direction of the Lord. I mean, there were three things He told me right after we got here that I was to teach the people and lead the people in. And that's you. And one of them was teach the family how to love and walk in love. And so we camped on that a while. You understand, we're not through with that. Right? That's just an injection of love. Amen. And then we'll come back and feed on it some more, meditate on it some more. But then also how to walk by faith. And we spent some time on that. And the third thing he said was to teach the people how to be led by the Spirit. Amen. And so we've been on that for some weeks now. And I believe that the results should be that we're all more sensitive to the leading of the Lord. Amen. Don't you? Yes. That His direction is more real to us. And we're getting weaned off and changed from being head-led, feeling-led, money-led, or anything opportunity-led, but we're Spirit-led. Yeah. Amen? Amen? Spirit-led. Hallelujah. I was waiting on the Lord last night and He said some things to me. Would you like to know what those are? I was, you're not supposed to say everything the Lord tells you. Sometimes folk don't understand that. You're not supposed to. There's some things you're only supposed to say at certain times. And there's some things you're not supposed to tell at all because it's just between you and the Lord. And if you're too big of a blabbermouth, He'll quit telling you things. Did you hear me? Because you're not faithful. Particularly, people have made mistakes concerning things about other people's lives. If you get revelation about a problem in somebody else's life, or you find out about it in a natural way or a supernatural way, and you tell other people about it, and you embarrass people, or you make them look bad in front of other people, then you are disqualifying yourself from being used of the Lord. He's not interested in embarrassing people or hanging out folks' dirty laundry. Amen. You understand that? Yes. And, you know, I've seen people, you know, I think it's just ignorance. I don't mean that in a derogatory way. It's just they didn't, for some reason, they didn't know any better. They got something in their spirit about somebody and called them out and told people in the congregation, you know, out loud about something that was wrong in their life. Only hypocrites should be reproved publicly, and only then by direction of the Lord, and it's a rare thing. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
And the Lord's not in. Aren't you glad He's not interested? The Lord's not interested in hanging out your dirty laundry.
Amen.
Or mine. And you know, there's not a one of us that you could put up on the platform, put the spotlight on, and tell about everything that ever happened in your life. There's some things you wouldn't want told. And how many believe that when you're cleansed, you're cleansed?
Yes.
When you've been washed by the blood, you're washed, you're clean, it's gone.
Amen.
So be watchful of that. And if you want the Lord to use you in these areas, don't be a blabbermouth and be conscientious about saying things that would embarrass people or make somebody think less of somebody for you telling it. The thing is, you don't. Well, in praying last night, I spent a long time waiting on the Lord about some things. And I told him again, I said, Lord, I'm speaking for you too. Tell me if I was saying the right thing. I said, Lord, we want to see your move, your spirit move. We want to see the move of your spirit, the real thing, not a bunch of flesh and a bunch of junk, the real thing. We want to see the manifestation of your spirit and the move of God in our midst. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, hunger. Hunger. Because I was asking him, you know, why don't we see more? I'm just talking about in the nation and in the world, a lot of churches, we don't see, I'm convinced, the full manifestation of the Lord's Spirit. Why don't we see more? And the Lord said to me, I don't mean to hurt an audible voice, but inside me, he said, my people, so many of my people are not hungry enough.
Amen.
They're satisfied with less and with little. They're not hungry. Their life is filled with other things besides me.
That's right.
I saw it. And I'm telling you because I believe it's significant to you. We are to be more hungry.
Amen.
For Him. Amen?
Amen?
Hungry. He gave me five things. We'll talk about them as the Lord leads us. I don't know that I should spend my whole time on it this morning, but I want you to know them so you can be thinking about them, so you can be praying about them. He said, number one, hunger. And I'm believing the Lord for revelation, so we'll see how to get more hungry. Hunger. And he said, prayer. Well, prayer is a result of being hungry.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Yes.
You get hungry enough for God, you'll get to praying. Prayer. And then also, he said to me, faith. Well, if you're hungry for God and for more of Him and you're praying for more of Him, you shouldn't just be praying and begging and just praying and begging. You should be praying and believing.
Yes.
Right? And once you've asked the Lord for some things, expect.
Amen.
Expect. How many understand our expectation can come up a lot higher than what it is though?
Amen.
We can come up a lot further. Faith.
Yeah.
Expectancy. And the other is reverence. Now, we've already talked about that. He actually told us that was the first thing in the Spirit-led life. But reverence. When the Lord begins to move and do some things, we must reverence Him and respect Him. If we don't, we'll disqualify ourselves from further. And that has happened in many, many churches that the Lord heard their prayer and began to do things and people didn't want it. Now, I don't want a bunch of junk and flesh, but I do want the Spirit of God to move.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And when He does things, we should respect it. And finally, fifthly, obedience, He said to me. And that we're going to be talking about that further, even in this series. But another way of saying obedience is say yielding. Yielding. When He deals with you to do something, you do it. Right?
Yes.
When He deals with me to do something, I do it. When He deals with you to do something, you do it. We obey. I mean, understand the Spirit of God could begin moving. God could begin doing some special things for us. But if we quit obeying Him, it'll stop it. Right?
Yes.
We have to obey and keep on obeying. And this is something He said to me, kind of a psalm that came up in my spirit in the nighttime about hunger. He said, if you're hungry for me, you'll turn off the TV.
Amen.
If you're hungry for me, in the Word you'll be. If you're hungry for me, in prayer you will press. If you're hungry for me, other people you'll bless.
Amen.
If you hunger and thirst and draw closer to me, you'll surely be filled, and my glory you'll see.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I wrote that down last night. He gave that to me, I believe. I'll say it again. Will you want me to say it again?
Yes.
I believe He said to me, if you're hungry for me, you'll turn off the TV. There's no wonder He'd say that. I think that's one of the biggest time robbers in modern times. Isn't it? You know? And if you want to find out how much of a thing it's been to you, just leave it off for a week. Don't turn it on. And you'll be sitting around going, what do I do? With your couple of hours that you have off at night or whatever, what will you do then? Well, remember the Bible. The Lord said, if you're hungry for me, you'll turn off the TV. If you're hungry for me in the Word, you will be. If you're hungry for me in prayer, you will press. If you're hungry for me, other people, you'll bless. If you hunger and thirst and draw closer to me, you will surely be filled, and my glory you'll see. And that's what we're hungry for. Are you? His glory. Isn't that what Moses, he said, Lord, show me your glory. I want to see your glory. And you don't want to just learn more about me, and I don't just want to learn just more about you. We do want to get better acquainted, but it's not just about me and you. I want to see God. You want to see God. I want to experience more of Him. You want to experience more of Him. It would suit me if God manifest Himself so powerful in this place that you didn't even know who was here. You just leave going, oh God, you're so real. You're so good. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Pray about those things. Meditate upon them. Keep them in your heart and your mind. Hunger, prayer, faith, reverence, obedience. Are you in Romans, the 8th chapter?
Yes, sir.
Romans chapter 8. Thank you, Lord. Romans 8. And verse 14 is our text that we've looked at repeatedly. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself, King James, most translations say Himself, bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Identifying the Witness, Part 4, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1207. That's R-1207. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.